This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to part two of our October 20th, 2010 Jimmy Doan Show.
Let's have a song to come in. How about a little AC/DC? How about a little...
I was just going to say.
Really?
Oh, I thought I had a...
Check. The Jimmy
Doan Show.
Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to part two of our October 20th, 2010 Jimmy Doan Show.
10-20-2010.
With special guest Bart from D.C.
Special guest. That's right.
Special guest.
Yo,
he does what he can.
We're loading him up with secret microphones and
fake tooth.
We have climbed the mountain.
And see the
condom mountain.
Speak into my mouth.
Well, so we have an election coming up here in about a week or two, right?
Oh my God!
2 weeks from
a local one here in Gainesville.
Is there another election besides the one here in Gainesville?
Oh, there's a lot.
I was wondering.
I don't know.
People have been talking about it.
I'm just all local.
Wait, but is the separation of church and state in the First Amendment?
Yeah, right. Oh my God. The way the hate mail has come out, boy, I tell you something else. I
like her.
Oh, you better, you know, again, anybody.
She's
a witch! Yeah, she's a witch, but anybody that's against masturbation is really bad.
Yeah.
That was a while ago. I'm sure
she's an evil witch.
Yeah, an evil witch. Right. Okay. Not the good witch. All right. So anyway, light notes. You got some there?
What light notes? We got light notes?
I guess.
Oh, did you hear about the 20-year-old that was elected police chief?
See? Oh, the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the only one took the job.
Yeah, everybody else not me, like Eddie Murphy's first, you know.
And so who's going to be the next police chief?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Hey, Councilor Bart knows how this works.
Yeah, he's trying.
Way to go.
Okay, good. So is there a picture of her? Is she a fox? What?
Yeah, she's like a cute little
girl. She's 20.
That matters.
Well, that's...
She's female and 20. End of story.
No, I don't know.
What else do you need to know?
Yeah.
But how bad can they get messed up? Actually, they can get messed up pretty good before they're 20. But I don't know. I haven't seen any pictures.
In Mexico?
But of course, it might be in one of those out-of-the-way places. Not like in Capo or anything.
We'll have to find some pictures and put a link to them.
That's it.
I almost threw it in there a couple times earlier.
No, you got it.
Don't want to be premature.
No. Is everything.
No, that's right.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Nice call.
Okay, good. I am linking to your personal website.
Oh,
that's right.
CouncilBar.com.
That's right. And then you can actually, put up all the cool naked pictures of the girls you send us.
You know? That must be a different council.
Yeah, that's a different one.
Right.
Okay. I gotcha. Like,
that's right. That's the good one.
Different one that borrows my email.
Speaking of naked women, a South Florida man may have a few more dollars to toss around after at strippers after he won a $650,000 settlement. Wow. And injuries he suffered during a lap dance.
Yeah. Whoa!
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what I call a happy ending.
Well, yeah. She stilettoed him in the eye.
Unfortunately, you know, this dude Michael got poked in the eye by a stripper's stiletto high heel shoes the Cheetah Club in West Palm Beach, which I have.
That's
actually been
kind
there.
Of a legitimate suit.
Yeah.
Totally.
Right.
Can he use the eye? Can he see out of the eye?
No.
Shoe of a stripper named Suki punctured his eye socket and broke bones around his eyes and nose.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
wow!
No, that's horrible.
Permanent double vision.
If I'm sitting now, God show me. Didn't you have that song queued up or what?
So the question is, how do you have double vision with one eye?
Actually, I don't know. Maybe they fixed his eye a little bit, you know.
Oh, a little bit.
I'd have been like, you know, give me the patch. I mean, I can't handle the double vision. Unless maybe you drank enough alcohol where the double vision would reverse itself, then you could.
It's quadruple. I got to get into focus here.
Yeah,
I need another shot.
Quadruple vision,
right?
And then maybe it'll like you know
comes back
null
around.
Itself around.
Well, the $650,000 at the stripper club that'll last a couple of weeks easy.
That's yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
So that'd be some fun
for
yeah.
one really good night.
Mm-hmm. It'd have to be. You'd have to be dead.
We were invited to.
Even Elliot Spitzer doesn't know how to spend it all on one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Well, we were invited to the this year's Halloween Laundry and Costume Ball.
We were?
Yeah. Huh. I got the invite right here. It's a second official Hollywood Playboy party hosted by rock legend Dave Navarro, along with October 2010 cover girl Kimberly Phillips.
Put a link to her, too.
Bottle service is highly recommended.
Bottle service?
Yeah, this is the Highlands.
That's bring your own?
It's the Highlands in California, and their address is thehighlandshollywood.com, in case anybody else wants to go.
We probably can't
we'll
make
be there.
It. When is it?
It's October 30th.
What's our travel budget for
this? Yeah, I was going to say, well, our travel budget, there is a PayPal link. So
this night, if you'd like to hear us broadcast live from this particular event, then please donate to the link.
JimmyDone.com.
That's why we call it, the Donate.
Donation.
That's right.
Be a part of the donation.
I did like the thing Lardo sent around. It was the U.S. Air Force aircraft.
That was funny.
I will post a link to that.
Oh,
okay.
God. That was the weather balloon spotter or whatever?
Yeah, no, exactly. So, anyway, it's a response to that, the weather balloon spotter, but it's like, it's got like a jet weather balloon, a glider weather balloon. P-38 lightning weather balloon.
SR-51 weather balloon.
It's got a Batman thing, weather balloon. A Starship Enterprise, weather balloon. A UFO, weather balloon. And then it's got a weather balloon that says swamp gas.
I'll tell you, it's amazing how much swamp gas there is where there's no swamp. That's great. No, that is one of the funniest ones. I actually cut that baby out and pasted it someplace or another.
Yeah.
So here's another story out of UK, real quick.
Uh-huh. Back to the Brits, huh?
Yeah. Well, they're always ahead of the curve here, you know. This is the every email, phone call, and website visit is to be recorded and stored.
Everyone
from now on.
What? JimmyDone.com.
Every in the UK.
Probably within the UK, at
like
least.
All our crafts and burning
wait,
stuff,
hold it,
it's,
stop.
Like, it's all getting recorded now?
Yep.
Okay, anybody listening to this in the UK, please stop now.
And delete us from your address
delete us.
Book.
Bernie!
Yes. Bernie. That's right, Bernie,
please
right.
Tell all your friends.
That's it.
Make sure that there is no more communique.
That's it.
There goes Jimmy running away all our fans again.
Yeah, exactly. That actually is.
Is there a better website they should go check out, Jimmy?
14% of our listeners live in the UK.
Seriously, yeah.
If you're in the UK, your iPod will self-destruct in five,
exactly.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Sending the signal now.
Sending the signal now.
Oh, I was waiting for the sound.
No, we're gonna read about it in tomorrow's paper. It actually don't believe the
you
sound.
You edit that in there.
Edit that in. Put a link to that.
There you go.
They're edited.
There you go.
There were a few extra seconds in the fuse, I guess.
It was
a delay.
Well, I had to go all the way over to the UK.
Right. Exactly.
That's right, yeah.
Exactly.
At the speed of smell. that's right. So so they're going to record everything.
Store it for later use.
So our
right.
Determined.
Yep.
They got all the video too.
I like the fact when they were transcribing our shows and putting up on that Zoom.com.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it's like you type in like Jack Rose said, and like you come up number one.
Edit.
I love to think of all the mindless dribble between teenagers on AIM that's getting recorded in some server for eternity.
Gigabytes of mindless.
What's up? Gonna come?
Your parents gonna sleep yet? No, not yet.
No, you hang up.
Hey, if it's teenagers, you hang up.
Oh my God, that brings back some horrible memories.
Hey, they can probably sell that out of a vending.
What?
They can probably sell that out of a vending machine in Japan. Oh, takes a while. Do I need to wait for you to catch up or not? the teens talking that look just like the panties, and they can sell anything.
They can sell anything, man. Well, gold bar. You missed the gold bar show last night.
You missed that one, man.
Edit in some canned laughter there.
Yeah, yeah.
Also edit in something funny.
And a quick response by me. And then make the show good.
And then do all that stuff. Yeah. Right, exactly.
So are we done with the UK or what?
Yeah, man, we're out of there.
So what's this what's this Zimbabwe money we gave me here?
Oh, that was didn't we talk about that last time?
No,
we didn't talk about it.
Okay, Jimmy ordered up.
But actually,
I'm looking at an actual bank note.
We
right
have
here.
Two new trillionaires in the office.
That's right, $50 trillion
I'm
each.
I'm holding a $50 trillion note.
They actually
in my hand.
And that's legal tender in Zimbabwe.
It's legal tender.
That's legal tender.
They actually went to the trouble of putting. The freaking
zeros.
Seriously.
All the zeros.
The
50
freaking
trillion. How many zeros is it, Counselor?
12 plus 1, 13.
12 plus 1, that's like a baker's dozen right there.
Well, 12 for the trillion, you know.
Right. But it's 50 trillion.
What I love is one of the sides has a picture of a pile of rocks. It's like, this is worth more than the money that you're holding. FYI.
Right.
That's a Karen.
I thought that was an elephant dump.
Oh, is that what it is?
that would probably have slightly more value.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no, there's an elephant on the other side.
Oh, okay.
That is, it looks
but,
like.
But, I mean, it's real. It's actual money, as they say.
It's a $50 trillion bill.
I think the other side is laughing at me.
No, he is. Yeah. He's either laughing or he's throwing up. It's hard to tell.
We're going to take a picture of this.
Because you did notice that you can get it all over. I got them from eBay. A bunch of them on eBay. You can get them for nothing. It didn't even hardly cost me anywhere near $50 trillion.
Unbelievable.
Are you sure?
The shipping charge to get you the $50 trillion bill was more than $50 trillion?
Yes.
Well, okay,
no, less. It was less than $50
trillion. Here's the other telling. The other image on the backside of this is a dam with what looks like a couple of big holes in it.
Symbolism.
The reservoir is apparently empty.
Leaking.
No, it's funny because I was going to, you can get, and I haven't gotten them yet, but you can get the $10 trillion note and the $5 trillion. I mean, they have all the...
Yeah, but
all
how much
is 50
T
worth?
50 trillion.
Well, no, but I just thought it would be kind of interesting to see the different pictures on the different ones as ours.
How much did you actually spend for this note to get it here to you?
What's 50 T worth?
Yeah, what's worth
50
today?
Wait a minute now.
50
Remember now.
50
T. Yeah, 50. Wait. I'm going to tell you the story. I got 10 of them. So it's $500 trillion.
Right.
It cost me almost $5 to get it here.
Wow.
$3.99 was the shipping.
Man, that's a hell of a return on your investment.
$100 trillion a buck, huh?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So Zimbabwe...
Why don't you spend all your money doing that?
Good idea.
Wow. Right.
Good idea.
Zimbabweans must talk about their $5 trillion bill like we talk about whether or not we should keep around the penny.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how much is a hooker worth in Zimbabwe?
Well, you know,
they only take American dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah, that
and
really,
euros.
That kind of oh, they do. And you know this from
who doesn't?
Well, it's
no.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting.
Common knowledge.
Everybody everybody here in America should get one of these so you can go ahead and get used to all the zeros.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Because our dollars are not far behind.
Get
not
ready
far.
With a new dollar.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Hey, Geithner just vowed up and down, swore, and crossed his heart.
To pay his taxes?
And hope to die. And poke a needle in his eye if he devalued the dollar.
Oh,
of course. It's already been,
I'm sorry.
It's probably going to be next week.
He's actually going to legitimately confess. But he's actually going to print more money?
Yes, he already has. They're worried about deflation now. And he says, well, it's a little bit of a trick, he says, because you want to have just enough inflation so that you don't have deflation, but you don't want it to have it run away. I mean, he says, this is kind of a fine line. I'm thinking, okay, so since 1913, how have you done with that so far? I mean, you know, a nickel Coke is now a dollar, so we had 95%. It's amazing the stuff that was literally...
Delicate balance, Jimmy. Delicate balance.
95% reduction.
You've
got
to be a genius to make sure that this stuff
you're right.
Control.
Jimmy, the pitch we're being sold is we have to do it just perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I can sleep at night.
Yeah, sure. That's right. And, of course, they have all the information they need, and they've got a big computing machine.
And they're professionals.
And they're... Right. And They've studied the stuff.
Yeah,
they're experts.
Harvard
exactly.
trained.
What could go wrong?
What all go possible wrong. Parameters have now been considered.
They've got it. They've got the model programmed into the Cray supercomputer, and we have nothing to worry about. Okay.
Gold.
I've given it all I can, and I can't give it anymore.
That's right. We stayed up all night thinking about it.
Genius.
Yeah. We pulled an all-nighter.
We pulled an all-nighter. You know, we ordered pizza and everything. I mean, it was just, you know, and we got it.
Got it done.
We got it done. So don't worry.
Go team.
Trust me when I tell you this. Okay, what's next?
I got a real quick one. I guess we could put a link to this as well. Someone showed me today, you can find this online, they've created this new cup for outer space in zero gravity. It keeps the fluids inside the cup. It's built the same way.
It's called a thermos.
But literally, they have to drink it out of pouches other than this. They build it the same way they build fuel tanks in planes that get zero gravity.
Let me guess. You put something in hot in it and it stays hot, and then you put something cold and it stays cold. How do it know?
No, that's a magic thing that's called a thermos.
That's the magic thing. Yeah, that's the magic thing, right. So, but I mean, I thought the way you would keep a liquid in a cup is that masterful invention called a cap.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently they get too homesick without being able to toast with an actual.
Well, so
cup.
How do they do it? What is it magnets? Is it a ball bearing?
The cup has an edge. It looks like if
it's
you
a,
split
looks like
a
an
plane,
airfoil.
If you split a plane wing down the edge.
Yeah.
It's so and the fluid just attracts to the edge.
It's boundary layer adhesion.
Got it.
Ah, okay.
That's all you had to say.
That's yeah. It's easy
I got
enough.
It. Either way, it's cool. Trust me. Check it out.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, no. Did you see vending machines to dispense wine in Pennsylvania?
Oh, I saw
whoa.
That.
Yeah. You're kidding.
Wine machine.
Well, Pennsylvania is one of those states to where you can only buy liquor or alcohol through state oriented devices.
Right, right, exactly, yeah.
And so, like, the wine people said, you know, hey, man, like, we could make more money if we sold these things like in vending machines.
So are the vending machines like in the state house or something or in the state?
No, but they're 24 hours is what they're saying.
Yeah, they're going to put them up everywhere.
Because I'm sure if they could only sell it through the state, was closed on every holiday.
Do you have to swipe your driver's license or something?
Yeah, yeah. How do they tell? How do they tell if you're...
They got it because they got the chip in you.
In the guy, I mean,
yeah, you wanted me to actually read the article?
No, no, no. I'm trying to figure
out. Yes,
I'm reading the headline off.
Good enough. Well, so you people in Pennsylvania can... You
know, vending listen, machines to dispense
can
wine.
Tell us how, nice. You know, your little 12-year-old can run over there and get a drink.
I can barely remember cigarette machines.
Boy, isn't that truth?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And that was like a big heart of that one movie, like The End of Days or whatever, you know?
Counselor Bart is obviously younger than us, then.
Yeah.
Because I remember cigarette vending machines.
I remember when they were a quarter.
I remember about
a quarter?
For a pack in the vending machine.
In Rome?
Right here in the good old tobacco capital of the United States.
It was just you and Socrates hanging out.
And Plato.
Smoking some grits.
Smoky
when he says a quarter, he means when you take one of those Spanish pieces of eight and
right,
cut into
and
four,
cut it
pieces.
Four pieces. Right, right.
Okay, that's it. He's
never invited
no,
back.
Bart,
last trip, Bart.
Last trip, Bart. That's
Jimmy's
right.
sensitive.
That's it. That's it. Done. Okay. I'm now upgrading my smart mailbox to eliminate any. I've got a new spam filter here. Got to get rid of
it. Oh, got to come up with a new address now.
Okay.
Well, apparently vodka's got a lot more uses than just to drink it. Surprise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently you use it for stain removal.
Well,
what are we, Lewinsky?
Yeah, stains where?
Apparently, like Monica Lewinsky, you know,
that's what I'm
she
talking
screwed
about.
Up.
Right.
You know, it could have been like, you know.
Vodka, no problem.
Right.
Well,
Clinton missed out. You know, this would have been his legacy. Shit, he'd have been a fourth timer, you know, if that wouldn't have happened.
All we found is vodka on the dress.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, perfect.
Apparently, Studio Babe Lisa says it does also remove clothing.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, it does.
That's like tequila. Makes your
apparently
clothes fall
it cleans
off.
Jewelry.
Tequila removes gravity.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It removes gravity.
Stephen Colbert had a report a little while back on vodka eyeballing. Did you hear this on CNN or something? Did you catch any of this?
The kids pour it directly into their eye to get... Yeah. I got directed, drunk quick.
That, you gotta that, be that's, kidding
that, that's
me.
That's the idea. Right. They're seriously throwing shots back, like burning their eyes.
Yeah.
And apparently you really don't even, not only you don't absorb more, you barely absorb any alcohol doing
well,
this.
Yeah, I hope no one tells the kids that if you pour alcohol up your ass, you'll get drunk really quick.
No, I hope they do.
That is the truth.
We need more light notes like that.
There's a listener right now going, I'll try it. I'll give it a try.
Hey, well, someone send us an article on pouring alcohol up your ass and getting drunk, because they're out there.
Article preferable to video.
They will.
And hopefully it's a girl.
Right, with a video attached to it.
To engineer Eric at jimmydone.com.
That's right. You can use vodka as an all-natural pesticide, apparently, and also known as plant lice, aphids, or tiny blah, blah, blah insects. And, a couple tablespoons of dishwashing liquid and four teaspoons of vodka in a large spray bottle works pretty well.
That is the worst cocktail I've ever heard.
I love Counselor Curtis. Used to be a bartender, and he had one drink called Stand Next to the Trash Can.
last thing you see before you hit the floor.
Right.
I'll take two.
Well, he goes, it was like 2:01, and here you can't serve alcohol after 2 o'clock. So he goes, yeah, the only drink I can sell you right now is called Stand Next to the Trash Can. And, you know, and he would mix that up with a dirty snail, which is like, you know, he would just take the
dirty snail is like that's the last girl in the bar?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
That should be on Urban Dictionary by tomorrow.
Dirty snail.
Jack Rose. You know that little rubbery, pourry, catchy thing that they put the drinks on, you know, when they pour shit in and then and the stuff like spills out over it. It's like that little tray, but it's made out of rubber.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he'd take that, and of course it's made up of every single alcohol he's poured all night.
God.
And then he'd put that into a cup. Okay. Oh. And then with a few extra shots of hot sauce and some other things, and he'd give that to the patrons for free.
Oh!
Cool. Yeah.
We call that one the Jimmy Dumble.
That does not sound free to me.
It's called Stand Next to the Trash Can. And they're going,
why do you want to do that? Why is that drink called that, man?
I love it.
If you have to ask, you're about to know.
Yeah, you're about to know. That's right.
Right. Become enlightened.
Yeah, I love to see. They have... You know, they sell something called the penis erection pump. Well, why would they call it that?
All right, is that all we got for
you?
Music. We got some hot music going on here. What?
Yeah, we got
my
some
mojo
hot music,
working. What
man,
we got?
Know,
man, it was good to be back, Jimmy. It's been a while. It's been too long.
Right.
We need to do another show here soon.
Okay.
Of course, we will.
Thank you all for having me. Hospitality was amazing.
Well,
now, welcome to Florida. Good that you came down here.
Yeah.
While you're down here, why don't you stay and vote?
Everybody else will.
Let's just stay and vote.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
why
not?
You're
passing through. Just
give us a little.
Why not?
Early and often.
You don't have to show anything to vote around here. They say you do, but you don't.
What you talking about, man?
Even if he punched the wrong chat out, it won't
Jerry
matter.
Brown? Did you hear Jerry Brown the other day?
No.
Oh, he was talking at the Hispanic College, said, I want everybody to be able to go to college, documented or not. Come on over. The gates are open.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I could maybe be not documented and go back to college. I mean, what college is it?
Any college in California.
But something tells me you got to sign up when you enroll, though, right?
Oh, well.
You don't have to sign up when you cross the border, but you got to sign up to be at the school.
Could be. So. I will see you soon. Come back. It's the Jimmy Doan Show.
Woo! Adios, everybody.
Jack Rhodes Show coming up next.
And then I said, whoops, there it is.